Welcome to Chasing the Word on Compassion Radio. Good morning, Sandy, and welcome back to Chasing the Word.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new week.
Yes.
It's a new month.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new year.
Yes.
And we're back to some same old material. We've been thinking on and studying and reading from and really chewing on the book of Ecclesiastes for months now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it in the new context of 2021. So have things changed much since last time we talked?
Well, we've had Christmas with our family. We've celebrated the new year. I'm sure there's been plenty of things that have happened that have been exciting and fun.
Today, for the first time in probably months, we have some serious rain here in Texas. We're beginning off the year very, very wet. And my first impression about this was, oh, great. To end 2020, start 2021, does it have to be so cold and wet? That's where my heart went when I first saw the weather forecast. I thought that. And then I thought something different because we've had a drought for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God there's going to be some rain at the beginning of this year to get things going better than they have been.
Right. And we actually had some beautiful weather here in Texas for the Christmas holidays. We were able to wear shorts outside one day. So,
yeah, well,
you know, so many people have a lot more cold weather than we do.
Indeed. But it reminded me again that adjusting our attitude and our perspective is just as needed now. I am hopeful that God's got great things ahead for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it, of course, starts with faith. We ask God for good things. We pray for Him to see us through hard times. And we look forward to 2021 with the expectation that God is going to reveal Himself in new ways in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But He's the same God. He's been consistent all along the way. So on that very first point, let's just harken back to one of the most famous passages of this entire book, which is the seasons of life.
Chapter 3.
There's a season for this, a season for that, a time for this, a time for that. There's a season to throw out the old, and there's a season to usher in the new. Mm. So here we are in 2021. We just did a series this last week for Chasing the Word to end 2020, our Remember Forget series for 2020. I encourage you to listen to that if you haven't had a chance to over the holidays. We have two more chapters now in Ecclesiastes to wrap up. So we've got maybe 2-3 weeks left in this almost year-long series.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is available to you to review and to use for your own spiritual growth in a Bible study format with our new translation that we've been working on. And that's available on our website with every one of our Monday broadcasts for Compassion Radio's Chasing the Word series.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that in our podcast section of the website, CompassionRadio.com. Please, friends, it's a free gift to you. Stop by and download it today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not surprised, but delighted when I reread chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
How apropos it seems, the beginning of this particular year.
It really does. It reminds me of something that we've talked about repeatedly over the course of Advent that we just went through, but also over the course of this whole study that we believe very strongly God is calling us to live a generous life. It's a good way to start out the new year looking toward the future and how we can change those habits if we haven't been living very generously or ramp it up in a new way that God might have for us.
And don't worry, friends, this is not a soft setup to the idea of money.
No.
We know that it's part of that, but the idea of generosity is something that is much bigger than the idea of how much money you put in the plate last week or whether or not you should worry about how much money God's put in your account this week or how much money the government's going to put in your account this week. Generosity is about an attitude of gratitude that God supplies for us all we need to do the thing He calls us to do. And the big thing that He calls us to do is to worship Him. And we can't worship Him out of a poverty of spirit or generosity. We worship Him because He gives us enough to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, I want you at my dinner party, and if you can't bring anything, that's okay. Stop by the grocery store. I've already pre-ordered for you everything you're going to need to eat. Just go by there and pick it up and bring it with you to my house, and let's fix that meal together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of spiritual image I think God has for us.
That's good.
He has abundance for us if we're willing to go and get and bring and prepare and share.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to be the spirit of Compassion Radio today and in the years to come. And I want it to be the spirit that supersedes any fears that we might have about what's coming in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of battles ahead of us. I do believe that God is calling us to something more than just a sensitivity to the bad things that might happen and not just ignoring the threats that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
But in all those things, see what is happening through God's people mm-hmm. toward his world he loves.
Right.
We are a huge part of that if we're willing to step into it.
Well, and it's easy to be a part of that if you just look around you. We see so many things that are happening in our world, in our neighborhoods, in our communities that we can be a part of. Mm. And it doesn't have to be necessarily that we get involved person to person in a physical sense. We have to be careful still with the social distancing and the things like that with the pandemic that are happening. But we can be involved with people. We can reach out. We can give toward helping others.
Yeah. Consider too, friends, that when you think about the idea of social distancing, because it's a practical thing, we're told keep 6 feet away from each other, especially during this time where we're ramping up to get the vaccinations out across the world. Friends, I'm encouraging you too to pray that God uses all of these companies that have risen up to take the challenge of this Operation Warp Speed to save lives this year.
Absolutely.
And it, for me, is very much a metaphor and a practical expression of what the gospel is supposed to do. The gospel is supposed to be out there saving lives today. And the gospel is good news, which means someone has to carry that news and share it. And it's not just a spiritual thing, it's a practical thing. So I look at the COVID vaccines that are going out across this world as being, in its own way, gospel. If you're getting that shot, it's good news to you that you have a chance to avoid this disease in the years to come.
Yep.
Our message, our love, our expression of the gospel of Christ in our lives ought to be like that, a vaccine against fear, a vaccine against worries, a vaccine against hate. Those things ought to be just flowing out of us. In other words, love ought to be the ethic in which we live.
That's right.
It's only 10 verses long, so let's go ahead and read the entire chapter of Ecclesiastes 11, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Cast your bread on the surface of the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven or even to eight, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it stays. He who watches the wind will not sow if they're looking for perfect conditions. And he who looks at the clouds will not reap a harvest. Just as you do not know the way and path of the wind, or how bones are formed in a mother's womb, even so you do not know the activity of God who makes all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not be idle with your hands in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening planting will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both alike will be good. The light is sweet and pleasant, and it's good for the eyes to see the sun. Yes, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in them all. Yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is to come will be futility. Rejoice, young man, in your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant in the days of your young manhood. And walk in the ways of your heart and in the desires of your eyes, but know that God will bring you into judgment for all things. Therefore, remove sorrow and anger from your heart, and put away pain from your body, for childhood and the prime of life are fleeting.
When we started this project, friends, again, I just say that we had no clue what the timing would be on each chapter we would read and how we ended up processing this in the context of the times we find it. We did pray at the beginning, though, that the words would be apropos and absolutely timely when they were brought to air. If I had my preference, I would rename this chapter 2021. And I thank God for making it that personal to me. And if you're listening to what that writer's saying, in that regard, I agree with him. There's nothing new under the sun. What he's talking about in this chapter, written thousands of years ago, feels very immediate and very real for me right now. I hope it does for you too.
Verse 1 has always been one of those verses that I just have loved when I hear it. There's an old gospel song called Cast Your Bread on the Water, and it talks about casting it out there, and soon it's going to come back on many waves. You're going to see that return, and I think that's a great way to start a new year by casting your generosity, casting your bread on the water, and letting God take it to where it's going to go and then bring it back to you in ways that you don't expect. One of the things that it says is to be diligently active, making thoughtful decisions. Mm. That's important for us to do. We have to be active and be diligent about the things that we're doing in our pursuits, but to make thoughtful decisions about where our generosity is going to go. Maybe another way to put it is to be generous with your generosity.
Mm. Friends, Compassion Radio has been committed to bringing you the truth about what God is really doing in the world and how He is bringing about the salvation, redemption, life, and growth of His kingdom wherever it is to be found. I'm grateful for the opportunity and humbled by the responsibility. I could not have imagined how many momentous changes were hiding right around the corner when I said yes to this job. Even now, I wouldn't change it for the world, but it's also fair to say that it's brought about challenges that have tried the very fabric of my faith. So much has changed and is changing in this world. At the same time, I'm discovering in a deeper way how absolutely consistent God is in times of trial. Here's the challenge before us. We'll be taking on bigger, more ambitious, more important projects than we have ever done before, bringing the compassion of Christ into the very center of the world's greatest conflicts. To get there, we need to raise some serious support and to do it soon. We'll need to have raised an additional $100,000 above our current giving in order to go and to give. When we face a challenge like this, we've done two things. One, we ask God what He wants. And two, we tell our friends what we need. Today, we're doing both. God is opening doors to see what He's doing in currently closed countries and join that work. I'm saying yes. And now I'm sharing the specific need with you so you can say yes, too. And there are still thousands of Bibles we still need to send through our friends at Bibles for the World. It is essential that we raise this new amount of $100,000 this quarter, or we can't proceed with any new outreach and relief programs. So I'll ask you, will you help? Just call today with your first gift and consider making it monthly. Call us, 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 77160, Corona, California, 92877. Reach out to us whatever way works for you. If you're on the move right now, you can also text Compassion to 53445 to make your gift immediately. God bless you and your growing faith. And now, back to our discussion on Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
Be generous with your generosity.
I think you can actually give away generosity. Mm-hmm. When you give away a spirit, an example, a lifestyle mm-hmm. of generosity, and you model that, and they learn it from you because they see that you're a better person for having been generous than you would have been had you been selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not just talking about with money. We're talking about with everything you are
mm-hmm.
that you say, I am so thrilled to be able to live this life, to give my life for something that matters more than just being here.
Mm-hmm.
You admire people like that when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole metaphor of casting your bread upon the water always seems like such a strange thought. I think about the metaphors that I do understand within my culture. I've read many stories over the years about people casting a bottle, a message in a bottle, onto the ocean and letting the currents take it where it will,
mm-hmm.
not knowing where it would go, but having written a message in that bottle. And then you hear stories of it years, decades, a century later washing up somewhere, and somehow the very act of that word cast out there over all that time, not knowing what would become of it, trusting it to God's hands, so to speak, ends up in a delightful story. I've never read a story about a message in a bottle that's been cast out there in the waves that was full of curses and negativity.
Yeah.
Maybe those existed, but I've never heard a story like that. What I've heard is people asking questions
mm-hmm.
or talking about their lives, sharing something interesting about them or curiosity about who might find this message.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lengths with which the person will go who found that message to respond.
Yeah.
Is it not like that with God's word for us? We feel like this just washed up into our lives at the most interesting time. How did that get there? How could it be like this? Chapter 11 for me at the beginning of 2021 is God's message in a bottle.
I like that.
And it's good news.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising. It punctuates my life when it washes up like that at a time when I need to hear it.
What about chapter 11 stuck out to you?
Well, I'm watching the rains around me in the beginning of a new year and
mm-hmm.
thinking, just look at the weather. It's changing.
Mm-hmm.
The weather, spiritually speaking, is going to change for people.
Mm-hmm.
God, of course, gently says, okay, you know what? I got a bigger plan here than just what's going on right this minute. I invite you into that. Let's
mm-hmm.
work on that together. So in this chapter, I'm seeing the rains in my own life. I've seen the changes. I'm looking forward to saying, I need to be reading the weather, mm-hmm. the spiritual weather. I can see that things will change with the issue of COVID. I'm hopeful for people's hopefulness that they will, in turn, seek God's face and ask Him to provide for them all that they need, mm-hmm. above and beyond what they might need for themselves, but for the sake of generosity to help others. I do pray for that, too. And I do pray for what is the new thing that God has for you and I, mm-hmm. and for this ministry in the year 2021. Opportunities to be able to show God's love and His mercy and His compassion and passionate pursuit of others is just as big, if not bigger, than it's ever been.
Yeah,
it's not like God just shut off the spigot and said, I don't care anymore. Just lick your wounds and go hide in a cave. Mm-hmm. No. He's saying, call to me. This entire chapter is speaking to me like that.
Mm, that seems urgent, but it's good. So often we wait for perfect conditions to take the next step. This chapter says specifically, don't do that. Don't watch the wind. Don't look for the clouds. If we are constantly waiting for the perfect conditions, we often will never step out in faith.
We'll never start.
Right.
And if we never begin, we will never finish. We'll never reap a harvest. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to.
Yeah.
If we're frozen where we are never going to see the reward, period, right. in life.
This speaks deeply to me because I'm a great starter. I get tripped up or I get sidetracked or whatever, and I don't finish well a lot of times.
And if the beginning is to persevere, that's the first step, then you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's more important that we begin, not even that we begin well. We just have to start.
Just start.
Let God kind of shape and form the steps, the path before us.
Yeah.
Let Him be the light for the very next thing we need to do. Don't have it all planned out in your head so much that if you can't do all of it perfectly before you've even started trying, you don't start.
Well, and I suffer from that deficiency often.
There is no time better than right now at the very beginning of 2021 to remind ourselves it's okay. We can begin together.
Mm-hmm.
Even when there's COVID out there, even when there's threats to our economy, even when there's whatever, it is okay for us to say, God, we want to do something new. We don't want to wait for perfect conditions. We want to be. We want to live now.
Right.
We don't want to wait for all these things to pass us by.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, if part of beginning means to mourn, to lament the things that have been painful, we need to get that out of our system too in the appropriate fashion. And if our beginning means we start with a weeping prayer, that's okay too.
Well, we can't leave that out.
We can't.
Because it's an important part of growth.
And this is not a comparison game. This is us being honest that suffering exists. That's why we go.
Yeah.
That's why we are still involved with refugee camps in the Middle East, because they're still there. They're still suffering in that. And there are plenty of those practical things we'll do throughout this year and the years to come to keep at it, to keep being peace, to keep bringing peace, to keep encouraging our people, our partners, you friends, to live peaceably with all men and to bring God's peace to others.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, in the second part of the program, of course, you want to read in our new translation of this book. See if these words don't resonate at least a little bit for you. Chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. Give away freely, even the food you think you need to hoard. Set it adrift. You'll find it comes back to you right when you need it most. Split it up, 7 ways, even 8. You have no idea what evil might try to steal it tomorrow anyway. Remember, when the clouds grow heavy, you can count on the rain coming. It makes no difference if the storm comes from the north or the south. If a tree is going to fall, it'll fall either way. Worry about the storms of today and you'll never risk planting the crop. Worry about the storm to come and you won't prepare for the harvest. You have no idea which way the wind will shift or why. Neither do you know how you were formed in your mother's womb. Do you think you'll figure out the mind of God who made everything? If it's time to plant, plant. Don't waste a minute. And don't slack before the day is done. You have no idea if the return will be better for your efforts in the morning or the evening. Perhaps both will be tremendous, but you can be certain of what will become of laziness. How sweet is the light that shows us what we need to see. Consider how wonderful it is. Savor the sunshine. If the years be many and life be full of light, rejoice. Remember, there'll be plenty days of darkness after it's all done. It's futile to think of all that won't be done after you're gone. Again, I say it, rejoice. Young man, enjoy that youth you have. Make the most of it. Give it all you have. Seek, find, explore, discover, look, see, learn, make. If it interests you, go for it. and know that it all eventually leads right back to God himself. He will sort it all out and judge what was what. Turn away from anxious thoughts. Do not let your heart be troubled. And turn away from the temptation to do evil. Youth is fleeting, but the evil sticks with you. Don't waste your youth on it. And that, friends, is chapter 11. Does that not seem timely to you? There's so many things we could waste our time on, I think, honey. And a lot of it right now will be worry.
I think this chapter calls us to do a little bit of an inventory as well.
Yeah.
And what kind of things are keeping us from planting? What are the worries that we are carrying through into the new year, into everyday life?
Yeah.
I mean, this chapter is appropriate for any time of the year that you want to do that kind of inventory. What are the things that I'm worried about? What are the storms that I'm anticipating? What are the things that I am holding on to that don't allow me to start?
Yeah.
I just think it's important to do that. This encourages me to do that inventory.
Yep, and we should be inventorying the things God has actually put in our hands. You know, sometimes we know we've got seed to plant, and we're afraid to plant it.
Mm-hmm.
But we know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Other times we feel like we're just drowning in garbage, and we don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about raising a new crop, we often compost our refuse so that it will become something useful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we literally plow the ground with that and then put a seed into it.
Yeah,
that is something that every farmer, every gardener knows. You can take things which were refuse and turn them into good soil
mm-hmm.
so that the seed can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And both are going to be important for a good crop. You may be feeling like you're carrying a lot of garbage from last year.
Yeah.
There are appropriate ways to process that garbage into something that is going to be useful in your life. I know that's stretching a metaphor a bit farther, but I do believe it's something we need to consider going into 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We do have seed in our hand that we're not willing to plant if we don't believe the ground will yield anything. And that seed is our faith, the ideas and the dreams that God puts in our heart, the word that he speaks to us about what's right to do, especially when it is difficult to do it,
mm-hmm.
that we plant that seed and say, I'm going to, by God's strength, by his will, by his provision, obey him in this way.
Mm-hmm. To me, it's important to think about the possibility that the seed I'm planting now will not be harvested in my lifetime.
Mm, long growth.
And yeah. Planting those things for future generations. I don't want the things I'm holding on to, the cares of the world or the concerns that I have about what's going to happen when I'm gone, prevent me from being generous now with my planting, with my seed sowing. I believe there are many seeds that Wilbur Nelson planted that he had no idea what they would grow into when he began the ministry that is now Compassion Radio back in the 40s.
Yeah.
And I also believe there are many things that Norm Nelson planted over the years that he was not able to see come to fruition in his lifetime. It's a beautiful thing that you and I have been gifted with seeing some of those things come to fruit. Some relationships, some ministries, some outreach programs that we've been part of. But honey, it's also possible that there are things today that you and I are planting, that Cher is planting through her continued work in this ministry, that we won't see the fruit of. But it's still important to be generous in our seed sowing and in our planting.
And taking inventory of the seed we have. But even an annual plant, with the help of the sower, becomes a perennial.
Mm-hmm.
The seed is harvested at the end of the season
right.
and reserved and ready to be replanted at the earliest opportunity and keeps going forward that way. It doesn't get all consumed.
Right.
It is preserved and reinvested time after time. Compassion Radio has been like that for
right.
75 plus years now to yield fruit in years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any better way for us to say this is the kind of faith we're praying for when it comes to generosity on behalf of the ministry and those who benefit from it? Internationally,
mm-hmm.
throughout the world, because of our involvement and our investment in those projects. As we bring these projects to you and you see the seed of faith grow in your hearts, friends, we're just one small part of the mix of God's big plan for the church around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. We're not trying to compete with the local church,
not at
any
all.
Major aid agency or anything. We just look for those niches where God says, I have my people to reach out and make a difference in those projects. And we're going to be telling you a lot more about those projects in the days and weeks to come, friends. Thank you for making it possible for us to even bring you these stories and making this ministry possible so that these things can grow from this.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is the way we're going to wrap up chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. We have one more chapter and a couple more weeks to go to wrap up a year's worth of investment in these wise words from a wise king who still struggled along the way to see how his faith was going to play out, how his wisdom was going to be used by God perennially to bless others throughout history. He may have worried about that. We know that we benefit from the fact that he struggled and that God blessed. We pray the same thing for you today, friends. Let us know you're standing with us. Just call today with your first gift and consider making it monthly. 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 77160, Corona, California, 92877. If you're on the move right now, you can also text Compassion to 53445 to make your gift immediately. And we're on the web 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. Reach out to us whatever way works for you. It's time, friends, to join us for some great adventures in faith this year. God bless you and your growing faith. We'll see you tomorrow.